24. Visiting Marvin. Bob, March 2174, Delta Eridani. I hadn't had to kill a hippogriff in months. It wasn't clear if they'd learned to avoid the territory or if there simply weren't any left that were close enough to bother the Deltans. Since Marvin's departure, I was handling all the drones myself. I could automate a certain amount of the tasks, but I still eventually had to review the mission recordings. Honestly, I couldn't be bothered. I kept my eye on Archimedes and his family, probably a little more than I should. I had occasional flashes of myself as the overbearing grandparent who kept wanting to visit. It was an embarrassing image, and I resolved to contact Archimedes a little less often. Marvin was long gone, heading for Pi-cubed Orionis. I think he was hoping for an intelligent species that he could be in charge of. It seemed we actually had a paternal streak, or maybe maternal. He was, as promised, keeping his top speed low enough so that he could still interface via Scut connection. We'd found a balance where he frame-jacked up a bit and I slowed my time sense some, and we could then interact at the same time rate. It worked. Today I was visiting Marvin. In Delta Eridani, as Senior Bob, I generally played host. It was interesting that traditions and modes of behavior were developing, even among a bunch of post-human computers. Generally, the Senior Bob in any system was in charge and played host to the other Bobs. It made sense to me, which meant it pretty much made sense to all the Bobs. Marvin apparently had a bit of a luxury streak in him. His VR environment was an open-air patio and rancher-style house at the top of a low mountain in a semi-tropical climate. The ocean stretched out in all directions, right out to the horizon. It was a beautiful, if somewhat mundane, scene, except for a couple of anomalies: the very close horizon, the low gravity, and the presence of Earth hanging in the middle of the sky. "You know there's no air on the moon, right?" I grinned at him. Marvin shrugged. "I'm going through all the science fiction books I've read over the years and replicating the environments for a while. It's interesting, and it's good practice at VR programming." I nodded. It wasn't really important. We were stalling, and we both knew it. Finally, I brought up the elephant in the room. "My two newest clones, Pete and Victor, are almost ready to leave. Victor is willing to follow the trail of either Luke or Bender. Pete is not interested at all. We have to make a choice." Marvin took a moment to brush his hand through his hair. I remembered that habit from when I was original Bob. Apparently death wasn't enough to remove nervous tics. "I guess Pete is adamant?" he asked. "Yep. Like Milo with Earth. This is the expression of not caring. He's going off in whatever direction he decides on, and that's that." Marvin chuckled. "A recurring theme. Great. Well, it's a coin toss then, isn't it? The thing is, Marv, what if something bad happened to both Luke and Bender? They were heading for different stars, but in the same general direction. What if they ran into something? What, like the Borg? It just seems unlikely, Bob. What would be the motive?" "Don't know. Maybe another Medeiros? We don't really have any information." I shrugged, conceding the point. "Well, we'll leave it up to Victor. He'll transmit constantly over Scut, so we'll know if something happens to him." Marvin nodded, a worried look on his face.